In 2005, the ailing British playwright Harold Pinter accepted the Nobel Prize for Literature.
What is true? What is false? Truth in drama is forever elusive. You never quite find it, but the search for it is compulsive.
He continued that search until he died 3 years later. Now Harold Pinter's widow, Antonia Fraser, has written a memoir about their lives together. Here's NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
January 1975. They were both in their early 40s, married, not to each other, with children. He was a world-famous playwright. She, a respected biographer. His play, The Birthday Party, opened in London. She went to the after-party. Neighbors offered a ride home. She said, fine.
I just must say hello to Harold Pinter and say, it's a wonderful play, wonderful actors, you're wonderful, blah, blah, blah.
So Antonia Fraser walked over to see Pinter.
I said all of that to Harold, and I said, now I must be off. And he looked at me and with these very bright black eyes and said, must you go? And I thought, I have to get up in the morning, take the children to school, have to go to Safeway's supermarket, I have to write a book about Charles II, you know. And I said, no, it's not absolutely essential. And that changed my life.
That simple question, must you go, launched their 33-year relationship. Now it's the title of her memoir about those years. The book pieces together scraps from her diaries. It's full of lunches with friends who need footnotes for American readers and some marquee names. Beckett, Rushdie, Murdoch, Naipaul, major intellectuals and artists of the day who were their pals. They moved in loving circles and lived in love as well. Here's a word that I came across in reading about you and also in reviews of this book, and I'm not sure I know how to pronounce it, but I love it. It has an X in it. U-X-O-R-I-O-U-S.
Uxorious, from the Latin, meaning you're a good husband or wife. Some people just like living with people, and they're very good at it. And Harold was uxorious.
Huh. Well, I Googled the word, and Google says it means excessive fondness for one's wife.
Nonsense. Hello, Google. I don't agree at all.
He was crazy for her, his gorgeous, brilliant blonde. Said he was the luckiest man in the world. Filled the house with flowers when they first moved in together. Arrangements in the hall, the drawing room, his study, her study, the bedroom, of course. This is a man known for dramas and screenplays with minimal dialogue and menace, an underlying threat. You do not think of Harold Pinter as a romantic, but with her, he was. 5 months after he asked, must you go, Lady Antonia Fraser told her husband, Sir Hugh, a member of Parliament and father of their 6 children, that she was leaving him, that she'd found true love. Hugh Fraser's reaction, I'd like to meet him. So Pinter came over. The men sat down to chat.
Hugh and Harold discussed cricket. Harold was a cricket fanatic. And actually, I mean, this sounds so bizarre even if, as I relate it, but I went to sleep.
The two men were sitting there drinking, talking about cricket, and you fell asleep on the sofa.
Yes, I think you can argue I fell asleep because I couldn't think of anything else to do.
Are those Brits civilized or what? It was a huge scandal. Years before Diana and Charles, they were hounded by the press. She's Catholic, all those children. He was Jewish, one son and a prominent actress wife. Toffee for the tabloids. That all passed eventually. They lived together for 5 years, then married. And throughout, Antonia Fraser kept her diary. Never thinking of publication, she was a witness to Pinter's genius, how he wrote. An idea, a phrase, would seize him.
I mean, he was like a writer in a novel. He would get an idea in a taxi or on a holiday, and he'd write it down. And then he would say, I want to find out more about these people.
He got intrigued, so he wanted to spend more time with them, so he created them.
Yes, exactly.
Once Harold Pinter started writing in his studio at the bottom of their garden, he worked all in a tear.
He wrote and wrote and wrote, then he came and got into bed, and it wouldn't let him go, so he got out of bed, put on a robe and went down and wrote again.
Pinter was never happier than when he was writing. Fraser says there was always an exciting feeling in the house then. He'd read the work to her, and sometimes, very carefully, she would make a suggestion. Once it was reaction to what would become his play, later the film, Betrayal.
I was in bed, I think I had flu, and he came and read it to me at a very early stage. And I said I thought there was a scene missing. And Harold was not best pleased, I have to say. And he went walking around the park, came back, and he wrote the scene. But the thing is, the scene he wrote, which now seems to be absolutely integral to the play, was not the scene I had in mind.
Fraser says it was clear she's not a playwright. She didn't see what was missing, only that something was missing. It was the last time she made such a suggestion. Pinter had reactions to her work as well. Antonia Fraser wrote biographies of, among others, Mary Queen of Scots and Marie Antoinette. Harold Pinter was diagnosed with cancer in 2001. He struggled with it for 7 years, a long, terrible illness. But she says hers is not a misery memoir. It's a collection of moments, encounters, writings.
I would love you to read one of his poems to us. I'm sorry, because I know everybody asks you to do this. And
I like it. Can I read Paris?
I'd love it. It's what I was going to ask you to read, please.
Well, it's the first poem he wrote to me. We went in 1975 to Paris together. And so this poem is very dear to me. Paris. The curtain white enfolds. She walks two steps and turns. The curtain still. The light staggers in her eyes. The lamps are golden. Afternoon leans silently. She dances in my life. The white day burns.
Harold Pinter's very first poem to Antonia Fraser from her book, Must You Go? I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And you can learn more about that night when Antonia Fraser met Harold Pinter in an excerpt from the book at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.